Since last weekend, our lives have been consumed the two tragedies that happened last weekend. Mass killings in El Paso, Texas, and those in Dayton, Ohio. I was away on vacation over the weekend with friends up at the lake, and so we didn't have any newspaper, and we spent very little time watching TV. So when I came home, I literally went into the recycling bin of my newspapers and pulled out the Monday and Tuesday Star and Tribune to see what it was that was written about these particular experiences. Monday's headline was this: "Carnage numbs nation." And then Tuesday's headline: "Grasping for solutions." So I try to read through the rest of the paper, trying to see, is there anything in there that would be hopeful? Anything that even might be some kind of a sense of solution? I read of the tremendous amount of things that people did to save others' lives, those who were first responders, those that reached out. And then I read that last line of the gospel today. "You also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of God will come." And I thought of those who lost their lives. That wouldn't have been a phrase that was on their mind. They weren't thinking that day as they were out shopping for school supplies, or those in Ohio who were enjoying their time. And neither do I think of this line each day I live my life as though it was going to be the last. And so I thought, you know, I could just kind of go with that, and we could talk about that in our own lives. And we could talk about maybe the unexpected moments of life. But I thought, is Jesus saying something more than that? And this is my belief. I believe that what that line is saying is be alert and aware to life every day. Be alert and aware of those who are in our life. To be aware and alert to the reality of life, to how life is fragile. To be aware of those in my life, in our life, who maybe we have neglected in the past couple weeks, we've not connected with, that we need to reach out to. To be alert and aware of how it is that I can live as a non-violent person in the world today. And then, as the line in the gospel says, can I be alert and aware to who I treasure and what I treasure? Not things, not material, but who and what do I treasure in my life? One of the lines in the gospel said, be aware each hour. For me, it's the invitation to be aware each hour who's there, what's there, what is this hour about that I could miss because of my busyness or my neglect. Be aware of it. The scripture is reminding us, how is it that I do live and show my faith each day of my life? How do I show my faith and belief in the presence of Christ in my life? How do I live and show my belief and trust in God? How do I live each day and show who it is that is the treasures in my life, and what are the treasures in my life? How as I live that out to see and to know who are those important people in my life? Because it is the words in the scripture that says today, our faith is the realization of what we hope for. And our faith tells us to be people of hope, to live that faith and that trust in God, to live that faith in the darkest moments of our life, to live that faith when we are broken as a person, to live that faith when it seems everything around us is crumbling and falling apart, when we might get that diagnosis that says things do not look hopeful, to live with that faith. To live with that faith in the moments when we have put all our energy into faith and it doesn't seem to be working out, and yet we dig deep and we find it. Because we are like Abraham and Sarah. They trusted, they had faith, and they believed. And the line in the second reading says it. They did it because they believed that the God that made the promise was trustworthy. That's our God. That's the promise that God makes to us. This is our God that is trustworthy. One of my favorite authors, Joyce Rupp, writes in one of her reflections what she believes is the call to what we need to be alert and awakened to. Do I need to awaken to the kindness and generosity that has withered because of daily nagging and constant complaining? Do I need to be alert and awakened to hope that is slumped into relentless discouragement? Do I need to be alert and awake to patience that has shriveled with harsh language? Do I need to be alert and aware to prayer that has dried up from neglect? God and Jesus break into our lives. They break into our lives to tell us that they are trustworthy, they are faithful, and they are hope-filled. For our prayer this week, I would invite us to reflect with this. Who are the treasures in our life? What are the treasures in our life? Not material possessions, but who and what are the treasures in our life? And deeply believe within us that the God and Jesus who are trustworthy, hopeful, and faithful do sustain us. And then who is it that we need to show that faithfulness, that trustworthy, that hopefulness? Let's pray with that as we go into the week.